God, I thank you for this opportunity I have this morning to share your word to your children. Lord, of course I prepared, but I know, Holy Spirit, they need to hear from you. So you take what I have prepared and use it for your glory. Use it to challenge them. Use it to teach them, to rebuke them, and to equip them so they can go out there and be the salt and the light. This world is so needed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yeah, I really, I thank God for, this opportunity he gave me this morning. Let me put my eyes on. Sometimes I want to go without them. Seriously. If you have one, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, I want to go without them. But I guess I got to have them. And I thank God for that. I have so much in my heart. I pray you are doing well. I also pray that you not, how could I say that? You probably didn't have breakfast this morning. And if you didn't, I give you a couple hours. Because what's going to happen, if you go without lunch by 2 o'clock, you're either going to have a headache or you will realize, I got to eat. So what I want to say is, guys, more than ever, you need to read the Bible. Don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. As a preacher, as a teacher of the Word of God, if I read the Bible to preach you, it's so bad on my part. I shouldn't be reading the Bible because I got to preach. I got to read because my life depends on it. So I'm going to challenge you again and exhort you if you're not doing it. Read your Bible. Read the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. We talk about the enemy is always after your relationships, especially the one you have with Jesus. You will have time for everything else in this world but to spend time with Him. I will never stop telling you this. Because the more you spend time in the Word of God, the more you will know Jesus. And you never, I mean, it's just like Jesus is amazing. You'll never know Him. The closer you get to Him, the more you discover Him. You know, Jesus is not a woman, but just like your wife, if you have one. You never know her after 35 years. You know, she got you figured out. We're very simple. Men's are simple. But a woman, don't try. Believe me, I have one, all right? So I'm not just preaching to the choir. So please, read your Bibles. Spend time with the Word. Spend time in the Word of the Lord. If you can go home today, and the only thing you can hear in the back of your head is my voice telling you, read your Bible, read your Bible. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Today I want to talk to you about how to be led by the Holy Spirit. I'm watching, I really like that movie actually. It's The Chosen. I don't know if you guys have seen it. I've watched the second season, season 2, this week. I love the perspective on Jesus. And I realize once again, nowadays more than ever, we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. We need to be aware. There's a song like that, right? Let us become more aware of your voice of the Holy Spirit. We have to be aware everywhere I'm going, every move I'm making. Is it the right direction? How do I know? You will know. You know, I know some people, they cannot make the difference between their souls or the Spirit of God talking to them. You know, there's a story about about a ranger at Yellowstone National Park. He was leading a group of hikers to go and look a fire, you know, just to go for a fire lookout. You know, the ranger was so intent on telling the hikers about the flowers, the animals. You know, he was so passionate about telling them. You know, when you guys go on excursion before, when you find a good ranger or someone who knows what they're talking about, that person makes it fun. See, that ranger was somebody like that. But at the same time, the ranger had a radio. So the base or other rangers can tell him instructions. At the same time, what was happening, the radio was going on, you know how it goes. So the ranger, what happened to him, he turned the radio off because he wanted to focus on his hikers. He wanted to focus on telling them about the flowers, about the, not the bear, because you don't want to see a bear. If you want to see a bear, unless it's a baby bear, run. And then finally, you know what happened? As they grouped nearer to the tower, the ranger was met by a nearly breathless lookout. Look out, look out! The person asked, why haven't you answered your radio? A grizzly bear has been seen stalking the group. But what happened, he had his radio off. Because according to him, he didn't want to hear what the radio was saying. He turned it off. Because he was so focused on the flowers, on the animals. He was focused. You see, that's what happened to a lot of us. Sometimes we are so focused on what's happening right here. Or what's happening in our world. Or what's happening in the news. See, once again, I'm going to ask you, what voice are you listening to? What voice are you allowing to speak to you on a daily basis? And I've told you that already. I will repeat it. Certain voices right now that are speaking, you got to shut them off. You have to shut them off. I can't tell you what it is for you. But each one of you here, you will know the voice that are speaking just negative thoughts. Thoughts of discouragement. Thoughts of you will die. I mean, yeah, physically we all will die. But none of us, children of God, will not die before our time. And I'm serious. I know what I'm talking about. The Bible says not one hair should fall unless the Lord allows it. See, that's a promise I sit on. Anytime we tune our hearts or we tune our ears off to the Holy Spirit or ignore the warning of the Word of God, we put ourselves and those around us in danger. See, and I'm thinking, wow. Just reading the Bible again, I realize Jesus, he knew the will of the Father. There's one scene in The Chosen that just stuck with me. It's the scene where, I don't want to spoil it, you go watch it. It's in season 5. Yeah, that gives you the eager, right? Eagerness. No, it's free, go watch it. Or donate something, all right? But Jesus, I love how he was led by the Holy Spirit. He did nothing just because he had to do something. And that's the way I want to live my life. I want to live in a way where every action is being led by the Holy Spirit. Is it possible? Yes, it is. Every person I come in contact with, I want to be intentional. So therefore, I can't be just surrounding in my own world. See, when we are surrounded in our own world, in our own happening, in our own troubles, we have no sight to see what's going on around us. We can't hear. You see, the Word of God tells us every child of God can be led by the Spirit of the Lord. I read from Romans chapter 8, verse 14. I should have it on the screen. It says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God." See, now, something for you to notice in this verse. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Because of what? Not everybody. Everybody are not the sons of God. I talked about that last Sunday. About the real father. Who is a real father? Only those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons or daughters of God. You can, that this verse, we can turn it around saying, all sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. It is possible for all sons of God to be led by the Spirit of God. But not all sons of God listen to the Spirit of God. It is possible, very possible, for every sons, when I say sons, meaning daughters too, okay? Every child of God to be led by the Spirit of God. But not all children. You know how it is. You parents, we've got kids, right? Some of them, they listen, right? But some, they don't listen. But does that make them not your son? Does that mean they're not your daughters? No. That's what this verse is telling us right here. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. You as a child of God can expect, this is what I like about this verse. You should expect to be led by the Spirit of God. Now the problem is, sometimes when we pray, the big problem is we can't wait. That's my problem. I shouldn't say you. I have learned to kind of wait. When God speaks, even if I don't understand, I go. Because really, if you're trying to wait till things make sense to you, you will miss God's will for your life. I can stand here and give you stories. Even my new season, even me being the pastor of this church. I love my church. I love you guys. But this wasn't my plan. It's the Lord's plan. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it. I say yes all my heart. That's it. I'm all in. Because what? I realize this is where God brought me. This is the season I'm in. This is what He led me into. So therefore, let's do it, Dad. Let me ask you this. Do you ask God for guidance? Do you ask Him for guidance? And if you do, do you wait for His guidance? Or do we go ahead like Abraham and Sarah? I can't wait anymore. We got to make something happen. How many times you and I, we got to the stage where we can't wait anymore? I mean, in our nature, it's like the human nature, we don't have patience, do we? I'm not condemning anybody. I can't wait. That's why we have McDonald's. I'll tell you a story. It's been 13 days without my wife and my children. It's been painful, but I love it. You know why I say I love it? It's because I hate it. So I speak by faith. I'm like, all right, Lord. Because it's good for her to go and visit her parents and do the things she did. I think that's good. But I have to pay the price. One thing I don't like, I hate cooking with a passion. All right, that me and Lorraine, we hate cooking. Maybe some of you. But my buddy here, Dan, he likes cooking. So I have a good friend. All right? Next time I'm thinking maybe I'll just move over to Dan's for the time she's not around. But I'll tell you, the other day I was like, I woke up, I've got eggs, I've got everything. I've got all the veggies. We have a garden. So it's like, I've got everything, guys. But the burden... The kid says, when I see a stove, I see a burden. So in my house, I really wouldn't have a stove if it would be by myself. But that's bad. So I'm thinking, man, it's like, guys, it's like 12:30 going to 1 o'clock. I didn't have breakfast. I drank some water. But I'm beginning to feel the hunger. Man, I look at the stove. I look at the fridge. I'm like, I'm thinking, let's go to IHOP and get yourself some pancakes. But then I'm thinking, it's like in my head, there's like two different person talking. Don't have the budget. Plus, I should probably eat what I have at the house. But man, I got to stand in front of the counter. I got to take everything out of the fridge. I got to cut everything. I got to turn the stove on. Guys, you would be proud of me. I did it. But then, after everything was done, I sat down by myself. I ate it. But then I look at all the dishes. It is right there. So then I pray, I said, Lord, thank you for all the time my wife has cooked for me. No paper, actually no. I talked to Walt yesterday. I did not use paper plates. I use our dishes. But I say that to say, that's why this, our culture, somehow people, they know human nature, we don't have patience. We can't wait. I was so hungry, it was so easy for me to go the cheap way. The cheap way is never the right way. If you value yourself, sometimes it's good. Like yesterday. Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot the other story yesterday. Yesterday, same thing. I woke up, I was doing a lot of things. All right. I went to somewhere to buy something. And I said, man, I'm hungry. I didn't eat. It was like 12:30. It's like, all right, I got food at home. Same story. But today, I don't feel like making anything. Then give me some leftover sushi. But then I'm thinking, I better save that for supper. So, Chesapeake Pizza. That's a good place. I like that. I check online, it says closed. I'm like, oh, man. We all like some pizza once in a while. I'm like, well, what's my best option? Domino's Pizza. Call them. I'm on my way to pick up the pizza because it was on my way back. Well, I saw a bunch of cars at the Chesapeake parking lot. Well, then I'm like, well, they must be open. Then I called them. Of course, they're open. So I ordered me some pizza. I didn't cook yesterday. And I think my wife is on the way back today. All right? So do we wait? We don't like to wait. When we ask God for guidance, do we wait on Him? How many times we find ourselves in trouble because we couldn't wait? You pray for something. The Lord didn't say move. But because in our human nature, we can't wait. Do we want to be led by the Holy Spirit? Of course we do. As sons and daughters of God, we know we got to be led by it. But will we wait? Will we wait? Do you have a hunger for a fresh encounter with the Holy Spirit? You see, for that to happen, you got to wait. And maybe we can pray that right now. Lord, give us the patience. We need to wait on you. Father, I pray that for us here in this place. Holy Spirit, I ask right now that you'd give us the patience, because the Holy Spirit, one of the fruit of the Spirit in our life is patience. Maybe some of you are facing or dealing with some stuff right now. You feel like your patience is done. You have no patience for this anymore. God, we come to you knowing that you're a good father and you minister life to us right now through your word. You give us the grace and the patience for the season, for when you speak, for us to wait. In Jesus' name. You know, I read in John chapter 10, verse 25, Jesus replied, I have already told you, and you don't believe me. The proof is the work I do in my Father's name, but you don't believe me because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. This is it. Jesus says, I know my sheep, and they know my voice. Do you know the voice of Christ? I talk to you guys every week. Every week. Of course I have an accent. English is my third language. But I tell you, it doesn't matter. You guys know my voice now. You might hear somebody else that has an accent. But the moment you talk, you hear my voice, you hear me talking, you might not see me. You're going to know, that's Ricardo. Of course, why? Because I talk to you. I am a voice in your life. It's the same thing. Do you know when Jesus speaks? That's why I said at the beginning, the more we spend time in the Bible, reading the Word, Jesus is the Word. The more we spend time in here, the more you will know His voice. What does He sound like? Oh, I know what He sounds like. How many people are telling us things? Culture, right? Last week I talked about fathers. Culture, are we trying to redefine fathers? Culture, is we trying to redefine marriage? But do we know the word of the Lord? More than ever. We do away here in Lansdowne Community Church. We do away with the consumer mindset church. This is not a consumer. You come and consume. I come, I give you a service, and then you go home, see you next week. You got to cultivate your own personal relationship with the Lord. Or you need to. My time spending with the Lord can't save you from trouble. You know? And I hate to break it to you. It's not something you don't know already. Life is not going to get any easier. So you pray for patience. You pray for endurance. You pray for boldness. Don't get so comfortable. 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Now thousands of people fled one community, one town. It's like from Chesapeake to Virginia Beach. Thousands of people fled because gangs are running after them. And most of them, they fled with a sandal, with nothing, with no clothes. Those are places I've been to. Get hungry for the Lord. Make sure you're being led by Him. And for that to happen, you gotta take time to listen to Him. Love your friendship with the Lord. How do you do that? We talk about it again. You spent time. If you and I don't spend time, we'll just have this kind of relationship. I come, I talk, you listen, you go home. But the moment we start sharing life together, we do home group. That's why we do home group here in this church. Cell group. Encourage everybody. Get plugged in. Let's do life together. That's what the church is about. They were devoted in the apostles' teaching. They were devoted in fellowship with one another, in prayer. That's what it's about. Jesus says, my sheep knows my voice, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. I love that. This is the word of Jesus. You see, because they know me, because I know them, no one can steal them. I tell you, no one can steal your peace. No one can steal your relationship. Why? Because Jesus, this is the word of the Lord. It says, I got you. Jesus says, what? The world can go crazy, but they will be steadfast. Why? Because I got them. They know when I speak. Even when you watch the news, you watch the news from a kingdom perspective. You watch the news, you're like, yeah, well, these things are going crazy. But yeah, you know what? This is what Jesus said. This is what the Word said. This is, you know what, Lord? It is scary. Because we're not going to pretend we're not afraid. No, that would be a lie. Yeah, we're afraid. We're scared. But guess what? In the midst of it all, you have peace. Amen? Oh, we talked about that last week in our home group. We have peace. Peace, we know we have peace when in the midst of trouble. You know you have peace when things are not peaceful. See, in the midst of life is going good, cruising, you feel like, oh man, Jesus said it, right? In a story, in a parable. The guys, he had enough food, enough money at the bank, everything was going well, and he's like, oh man, life is good. And then the Lord says, really? Well, I'm going to ask you for your souls tonight. You know you will have peace when situations, when you're in the middle of the storm. We sing that too last week. I praise you in the storm. I praise the Lord in the storm. This is the word of the Lord. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. This is the word of your God. Here, I should have it on the screen, right? The next one. It's a good verse. It's in John chapter 10, verse 25. No one can snatch them from me, from the Father's hands. The Father and I are one. You see, this is the word of God. Actually, Jesus spoke it. And I want us to grab a hold of that. Every son and daughter of God should expect to be led by the Holy Spirit. I told you already, we've talked a lot about the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit doesn't come and possess you. He leads you. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's gentle at heart. He'll never force himself on you. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the Spirit of light. So he always leads you where there's light. He's always lead you in all the truth. So everything he speaks has nothing to do with lies. And let's read that verse again. I have already told you, and you don't believe me. The proof is the work I do in my Father's name. But you don't believe me because you are not my sheep. See, now he was talking to the Pharisees. But you don't believe me, you're not my sheep. My sheep listens to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. For my Father has given them to me and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them away from me, from the Father's hands. The Father and I, because we are one. The way Jesus leads his sheep is by his Spirit. So now remember, the Holy Spirit is the representative of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit has been sent by the Father in the name of Jesus. There's another verse, John chapter 14, verse 23 and 26. It says, all who love me will do what I say. Well, how would you do what the Lord says if you don't know what he says? Once again, you got to know what he says. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each one of them. What an invitation. Is that my next slide, right? John 14, did I have that verse? What I'm telling you is from the Father who sent me. I'm telling you these things now while I'm still with you. But when the Father sent you the advocate, my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and remind you of everything I have told you. So how would he remind you if you never study it? You know how I know God's word? How? Because I read it. There's no way you can be reminded of something you've never learned. That's why I'm telling some of you guys, you like to read. It's very good to read. A person, I know a guy who never traveled out of Haiti. And when you're talking to him, you think, man, he's been everywhere in the world. What do they say, right? Anne of Green Gables, right? You remember that little movie? She annoys me. But you know, I grew to like her. But she can be very annoying. All right? Guys, right? All right, guys? Don't make me feel like I'm all by myself here. But I like that movie. I've watched it tons of times with the kids. I like her determination. But you know, she reads. One thing I realized in the movie, she reads, so her mind's always out there. She explores the world without going anywhere. It's the same thing. When you read God's word, the Holy Spirit reminds you. He reminds you how to treat people. You know, I tell you, for years we have fallen away from doing the gospel, from doing church according to God's word. So therefore, we become a bunch of hypocrites. What do people say? We don't want to go there because people are a bunch of hypocrites. We're backstabbing one another. We talk bad about each other. Here in Lenstown Community Church, we don't do that. If you have a problem with somebody else, you go and talk to them. Now, if you don't have the courage, you come to me. Now, I'm going to ask you, why did you come and tell me? So, of course, I'm hoping maybe you come tell me so I can help, so we can help resolve the problem. So now imagine if we all do church like that. So how do I know this is the way I should do it? It's because I read God's word. And when I read God's word, I realize I can't be a hypocrite. I can't come up here and tell you things that I'm not doing. It doesn't work. That's being a hypocrite. I can't tell you to respect your neighbors if I'm not doing that. Oh, I love God's word. There's another verse. The Holy Spirit will speak to you the things which he hears from Jesus and the Father. John 16, verse 12 and 13. There's so much I want to tell you. But you can't bear it now. Jack Frost, he's the guy that, he died a couple years ago, but he's the guy that did the study on from slavery to sonship. There's nothing like being adopted. Most of us here, you know, you were born in a family. But I tell you, if a person who's been adopted, if that person receive a spirit of sonship, it's very powerful. Because first of all, it's two people that didn't know you, and they took you in and raised you as their own. See, Jesus did that. Jesus came and paid the price so you and I could be adopted as sons and daughters of God. And then he said here, guys, there's so much I want to say. But right now, you can't get it. But when I go, I'm going to send you what? I'm going to go. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. That's why I love the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit leads me in truth, into all the truth. I love to being guided by the Holy Spirit, to being led by the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why I say the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. See, all of Jesus' sheep or followers will know his voice. See, and I'm going to stop right there as I ask the worship team to come up. I don't know where you're at right now when it comes to being led by the Holy Spirit. But is that something you want? Is that something your heart longs for? Is that something you like, you know what, God, maybe this morning you had a good spot. You just want more. And as we sing our next songs, I would encourage you, just open up your hearts and just saying, hey, God, I'm saying yes to your spirit. I'm saying yes, be, guide me. Guide me by the spirit. Father, I thank you for your word. And here this morning, we receive it. Not only that, but Lord, we're saying yes. If you're looking for a group of people to lead by your spirit, here we are. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Let's worship and give an answer to the Lord's word this morning.